This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision, and collaboration. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland. Mr. Modi asserted that inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms, as the government has established a vast network of thousands of health and wellness centres across the country. He highlighted India's Ayushman Bharat initiative, the world's largest health insurance scheme, as a leading example, providing free medical treatment to over 580 million people.
Inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms. We run Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest health insurance scheme. It covers 580 million people and provides free treatment. This program was recently extended to cover all Indians above the age of 70 years. We have a network of thousands of health and wellness centers. They screen and detect diseases such as cancer, diabetes, and hypertension. Thousands of public pharmacies provide high-quality medicines at far less than the market price.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi held a meeting to review the progress of the tourism sector in the country. The meeting was attended by Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Minister of State for Tourism Suresh Gopi, and other senior officials. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today briefed the members of all party delegations being sent abroad as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The government had announced to send 7 multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegations, comprising of 59 members of parliament, are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, from tomorrow till the 5th of next month. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said that satellite communication market in India will reach $20 billion by 2028. Addressing a seminar organized by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India on the occasion of World Telecommunication and Information Society Day in New Delhi, he said that with satellite communication on the horizon, India is set to lead and deliver next-generation services to every corner. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. The minister was addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi. The Supreme Court today restored the condition that a minimum practice of 3 years as an advocate is necessary for a candidate to apply for entry-level posts in judicial service. The period of practice could be reckoned from the date of provisional enrollment. However, this condition will not apply to recruitment process already initiated by the High Courts from before today. The Apex Court said this condition will apply only to future recruitments. Nuclear scientist and country's nuclear energy program stalwart Dr. M. R. Srinivasan passed away at Ooty in Tamil Nadu today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Modi have expressed grief over the demise of the former chairman of Atomic Energy Commission. The Baloch Yakjati Committee, BYC, a human rights body of Balochistan, has strongly condemned Pashtun genocide by the Pakistan government in Waziristan. In a statement, the BYC said it strongly condemns the drone strikes on civilian homes, the brutal massacre of children, and Pashtun genocide in North Waziristan. The BYC said for the past several decades, not only the Baloch and Pashtun nations, but also the oppressed nationalities of the entire region are facing the worst state repression. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Rajasthan Royals in Delhi this evening. Both teams are already out of playoff contention as they sit at the bottom of the points table with just 3 wins each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.